Their next opponent stands to be their toughest one of the season, but the Cora Colts intend to at least take some time to celebrate their latest win before looking ahead. The Colts captured the Northern Ontario Secondary School Athletics, NOSSA, senior football title on Saturday afternoon thanks to a 37-6 victory over North Bay's Algonquin High School at Superior Heights. A strong performance defensively, especially early on in the game, turned into a difference for the Colts in the victory. "Our defense was excellent," Cora coach Tom Annette said. "It took us a while on offense to get going, but we got a lot of opportunities because Algonquin was going two and out a lot. Our D-line has always done a great job stopping the run, and our defensive backs played excellent today. If our defense wasn't stopping them, especially in that first quarter, it could have been a different story," Annette added. Algonquin held the Colts off the scoreboard through the opening quarter and had a defensive game plan Cora wasn't expecting. "They did not come out defensively the way we thought they were going to," Annette said. "They had a good game plan and it took us a while on our side to figure out what they were doing," Annette added. "Once we did, we started taking advantage of some of those things." Annette said he was pleased with how calm his team stayed in the game, especially early on. "There's a calm confidence about this team," Annette said. "They know we're going to figure it out. It worked out, and it's just the confidence that these guys have that they're going to get the job done." Cora opened the scoring just over 2 minutes into the second quarter as Nathan Guizzetti scored on a 3-yard touchdown run. The convert by Ty Koski on the play made it a 7-0 game. Just over 3 minutes later, Guizzetti grabbed his second major of the day on a 30-yard run while Koski kicked the extra point to make it a 14-0 game. With just under 2 minutes to go in the half, Guizzetti scored his third touchdown of the afternoon on a 71-yard run. Koski hit the convert to make the score 21-0. Going into the half, Koski hit a 35-yard field goal to give Cora a 24-0 lead through the opening half. Cora added to the lead just under 5 minutes into the third quarter on a 4-yard touchdown run by Ethan Carchetti and convert on the play from Koski. In the late stages of the third quarter, Cora made it a 37-0 game on a 57-yard pass and run from quarterback Zane Murdoch to AJ Cochimiglio. Algonquin broke Cora's shutout bid late in the fourth quarter on a 1-yard touchdown ton by Jacob McGill. Guizzetti finished the day with 189 yards rushing on 14 carries in the game. Defensively for Cora, Cone Manchalenko had 3.5 tackles. Turner Dickinson had 3 tackles and an interception, while Carchetti had 3 tackles and also picked up 31 yards rushing on 3 carries offensively. In addition to his touchdown run late, McGill had 5 tackles defensively for Algonquin. Matthew Seguin added 4 tackles for the Barons. Cora got to the NOSSA final thanks to a semifinal victory over Low Ellen of Sudbury by a 41-18 margin last weekend in the Sioux. Cora earned the Sioux's spot in NOSSA play after going 6-0 in the regular season and beating St. Mary's in the city final. The Barons went 4-0 in regular season play in North Bay this season and advanced to the NOSSA final thanks to a 31-6 win over West Ferris Secondary School in the Nipissing District Athletics final on November 1. Cora will be the Northern Ontario rep in the Ontario Federation of School Athletic Associations Bowl Series later this month. The Colts will take on Huron Heights, the York Region Athletic Association champion, in the National Capital Bowl on November 25 in Windsor.